We're back on the air. We're talking to entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, always featuring the success of entrepreneurship. You will find hundreds, if not thousands, of stories on YouTube, all areas of entrepreneurship, thought leadership, and we're proud of that. We're a big publisher. Our next guest is Kathy Copeland of Friendly You.
Hi.
Now, if I were in my joking mood, I would think that was a dating service.
Well, no, actually, it's not a dating service, but what it is a network, and it is a social network and a software solution. And what we do is we connect high school students, college students, and the colleges during that crucial decision-making process. So essentially, we are profile-based. We are available in the App Store, and we are also a web-based service, essentially letting those high school students search, determine where they might be able to find that right fit, and be able to connect and talk to the college students, the near peers, in order to get kind of an inside view of what's going on.
Is this while they're looking at schools?
This is while they're looking. This is during that decision process.
Okay.
And and from the college's point of view, which is, you know, essentially the colleges are our customers, and they're looking to help find that right fit as well. And we're trying to combat an attrition problem that happens from freshman to sophomore year in college. Almost 30% is the national average of students either drop out or transfer. So what that means for the student, of course, is they haven't found that social-emotional fit. They're not succeeding or thriving in that new environment. For the colleges, it's an enormous financial shift. And so finding that right fit, helping students to connect and determine not only will they succeed academically, but are they going to find a way to become a viable part of that new community and become a contributor?
So give us your history. How did you get into all of this?
Well, it really started from a very personal place. My daughter was looking at colleges, and she was one of those freshmen in high school who was already halfway out the door looking at schools. And she had her mind set on a kind of a specific location, didn't really know what she wanted to do academically. But what we determined is that there, in this process of trying to help her find that right fit, is there was no way for her to ask questions specifically to a student. And what she found in those tours is that there really isn't a comfortable way to ask questions that she wasn't feeling like she could ask during, especially with adults around. And she wanted to know things about party culture and is the school safe? Is this environment going to be a place where I'm going to be accepted and fit in? And it really wasn't available for her, for the schools that she was looking at. She's in Manhattan, so we looked from one end of the island to the other at every single college that was available in that environment. And so we thought, well, you know, having some kind of a social network would really give these kids an opportunity to not only find out about academics and about what it's like to be on campus, but what is the social environment like? And that, what we've discovered is there's a really a tremendous amount that's attributable in that attrition rate from freshman to sophomore year to kids not finding the right social emotional fit. There's about 15% of that 33 that's attributable to academics. There's some financial burden, of course, but a vast lion's share, over 50% of the students that transfer or drop out, do so because they didn't connect, find the right fit, and really thrive in that new environment. They didn't transition successfully. So we wanted to find a way to kind of solve that problem. So it came from a really personal place. And my co-founder, actually, who writes all of the software, we are a software company, he is a couple years older than my daughter and still a student at RIT. So he had just been through that process as well. So it really came from a very personal place.
Are you generating revenue from this? How do you generate revenue?
We are pre-revenue. We are on the cusp of creating revenue. We're piloting with colleges right now that are using the software for free to kind of get us some endorsement, and you know we want their feedback as we finish the final build out. The colleges will be our customers. They're going to subscribe to the ability for them to assign ambassadors, have those ambassadors be available on their website. We give them a number of first encounter engagement strategies to be able to work with the high school students. We bring data that aggregates from the app back into their customer portal, and we give them a lot of different ways to capture that contact information when they're out there in the field.
So, you, again, I'm sorry if I missed it. How are you going to be funding this?
Well, we're self-funded right now. We're bootstrapped.
And how are you going to make revenue, I meant?
We're going to be selling subscriptions to the colleges.
To the college.
And the college is the customer.
And which department in the university would be paying for this?
Admissions.
Admissions.
Enrollment.
Pay for it.
Yeah.
Right.
They do.
And do you have any commitments yet from any admissions departments?
We have a lot of interest. We have a small cohort of colleges that are, and our kind of our low-hanging fruit are those small private colleges that spend an enormous amount on recruitment,
right,
but don't, and then have a very high attrition rate. So their problem is that they're not finding that right fit. We help them do that.
And what would that mean? They would get some kind of promotion from you by funding you? Or no?
No, we're just going to be, we're not looking, we wouldn't turn down a partnership with a college, but
right.
Essentially we're selling them a subscription software that helps them to create that ambassador pool that
okay.
creates the engagement for them.
Right, right. And so they would promote it on their website for students to sort of look at.
Yeah, and actually the final build out does include a widget that comes is on their public facing website that helps the student who's visiting, which is very early in the enrollment funnel, to helps them to find an ambassador that they connect with and have a conversation with right away.
So who's developing all this technology?
Well, both Henry, who is my co-founder and CTO, he writes all of the iOS software.
Right.
And we have a terrific pool of freelance people that have built out the Android, that do full stack work, that have built out the portal. It's been, I would say, the lion's share of it has been Henry.
And when will we start to see application of this product or testing of the product?
Well, it is being tested now. We do have a couple of colleges that are using it and with some success. And we actually had a really terrific proof of concept from one of our partner schools down in West Virginia. It's Alderson Broaddus. They're a small private university. They had an open house where their friendly U ambassadors were having conversation. There was a terrific interaction between one of the nursing students and a high school candidate. They continued the conversation from the live interaction to Friendly U, where they ended up encouraging her, and she did end up applying. So in that chain of events, it's really helped prove our concept that when kids connect directly and have a private conversation and then continue that conversation in an online format where they're comfortable and they know it's a private conversation, it really helped to solidify for that candidate that this was going to be the right college for her. And so she applied, and we're kind of tracing her to see if she does indeed enroll.
It's all very interesting.
Yeah, and hopefully we're going to help colleges to combat that attrition rate and and improve their retention rates.
And what's your background?
My background is in branding and marketing. And I started, a long time ago, in the mostly in the medical field, but I transitioned into the education field.
Very interesting.
About 10 years ago.
So is it too early to point people to Friendly U to get them
not
to
all.
Connect?
Not at all. We're live in the App Store and also on Google Play for students. We're live on the web. There is a public-facing website. Students are absolutely welcome to come and check us out, to create a profile. All of the colleges have profiles already, all of the U.S.-based colleges, and these are based on publicly accessible information. Once they subscribe, they're able to make a very robust profile, update all of their stats. And this provides opportunity for kids to be able to kind of check out who's at that school, what they're offering, and then take a look at their clubs and activities.
So just go to Friendly U on the App Store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. I want to thank you for being on. Will you come back again as you're progressing?
Absolutely. Thank you.
I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for your interest.
I want to remind everybody that my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. And if you have a story or someone you know that has an interesting story about entrepreneurship, you can find me at the letter J, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, at Mage, M-A-G-E, USA.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and more stories. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.